Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donnie, in the least surprising story category, Fox Sports has parted ways with game analyst Mark Sanchez. I think that was pretty much easy to spot, yes?
Yeah, I mean, the moment all that stuff happened, you knew he was done. And then when the added details came out, you were even more sure that he was done.
Yeah, I'm surprised it took this long. The other thing was a Bigfoot sighting. Did you mention that? A Bigfoot sighting where?
In the center of the state. One of the stations out in Johnstown put out the story, WTAJ.
And it's called a credible sighting of Bigfoot?
Yeah, the Bigfoot Researcher Society, or whatever they call it, said that this was a very sincere and credible report from a retired civil engineer and Air Force veteran.
Couple quick questions. How old is Bigfoot? He can't possibly still be alive. Secondly, you raised this question. Why are the photos of him always blurry? If he's real, let's get a real... If it's credible, let's get a clear snapshot. Do we have one?
No.
What does he look like?
I mean, we always just kind of have that... It's kind of like aliens, right? Like, you just kind of have that made-up image of what Bigfoot looks like.
Right. Go up and snap a picture of Bigfoot. Interview him, for God's sake.
You think
sake.
It's because people are so frightened they can't help but...
It might be.
...shake like
might
crazy like, when they see the guy?
Might be like trying to get an interview with Lambert out in Katanning. I don't know.
Joe, you're assuming that there's only one Bigfoot. Maybe there are multiple Big
there
Feet.
There could be.
Big Feet.
It could be a whole species.
All right. That's fair. Son of Bigfoot, right? Could be.
Maybe Bigfoot has nephews.
What's the score in the quiz show limits?
Well, Donnie won the quiz show, but you said that we must continue the quiz show. 4-2 was the score at the end of the 7-game series.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a 14-game series, maybe a 10-game series. We'll see how it goes.
Season long.
It's going to go for all of Donnie Football Fridays. I'm not sure what's unclear to you about that, but that's the way it's going to go.
As the showrunner of the quiz show, we will see. First question goes to you, Joe.
Yes.
Joe, in 2019, the Steelers and Chargers played at a soccer stadium before SoFi Stadium was opened in Los Angeles. What is the name of the soccer team that plays at that stadium?
Oh, my God. Come on. First limits, let me tell people that Football Talk on 93.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's a return of Landman. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. Are you trying to sneak a shot of this, Donnie? Are you trying to sneak an answer over there?
What do you mean?
To this question about the soccer stadium?
What do you mean? Am I sneaking an answer?
Are you on the internet?
I mean, I just have my monitor pulled up. I've had my hands like this the entire time.
Joe, are you accusing Donnie of something?
No, I'm just checking.
Yes, you are.
I noticed I was distracted with the read, and then I looked over, and Donnie looked awfully suspicious. Here at Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville, we're in Studio B, having a wonderful time. I don't know, limits? The soccer team?
What's the name of the soccer team that plays at that stadium?
San Diego,
you were there.
Conquistador.
No. You were there, Joe.
The only soccer team I know in LA.
If you get this, I quit.
What do you mean?
Donnie, get it right. Get it right. Get it right.
I think the only soccer team in LA is the LA Galaxy.
Donnie got it right.
David Beckham played there.
Are you sure they played their limits?
Yes.
It was a broken down old high school stadium.
Oh, it was not?
Yeah, I was in the stadium. It's a broken down old high school football stadium. They turned into soccer.
It was the LA Galaxy. Look it up. It was the LA Galaxy Stadium.
This is under protest. Good answer, Donnie.
Well, Donnie, according to that,
played there.
According to what Joe said, that means that we're done. There's no more questions. You win.
That is unbelievable.
Donnie.
He answers a soccer question. Good job by you.
That was a great
question.
No, great question, Joe. Great question. Donnie, to you. In that game, Duck Hodges threw his first career touchdown to this Steelers player, who also led the team in receiving that game.
I want to say James Conner. He scored a touchdown. I'll go James Conner.
James Conner is correct.
Now it's a blowout because of the soccer question. It is a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg, and the Fan Text Line, on which you can communicate with our dear friend City Limits, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm. But they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Okay, next. I need to extend this somehow.
All right, Joe, I think you can get this one. Mm-hmm. In the 2008 AFC Divisional, this Steelers player returned a punt 67
Santonio
yards
Holmes
for a touchdown in a 35-24
Santonio
victory
Holmes
over the Chargers.
Santonio Holmes?
You got it. There you go, Joe.
Limits is going to go back to the horrifying AFC title game loss, one of the worst moments in Steelers history.
We'll
you
see
not
about
give
that.
Him that question. All right.
All right, Donnie. In the 2021 41-37 victory for the Chargers against the Steelers, this Chargers player had four touchdowns in the game. Who was he?
Austin Eckler.
Two rushing, two receiving by Austin Eckler.
I had him on my fantasy team. That was a big night. That was a big celebratory night
in fantasy football. That's an automatic win right there. Where are we, Limits? Do I have a chance to at least tie?
Donnie is up 3-1 right now, so you need this question, Joe.
Okay.
The San Diego Chargers defeated the Steelers in the 1994 AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Mike Tomczak and Neil O'Donnell combined to throw for three touchdowns in the game. But I don't care about that. I want to know who scored the Steelers' rushing touchdown in that game, Joe.
Oh, boy. Eric Pegram?
That is incorrect.
I hate you. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said
that. I know.
All right. I have a different answer.
94 AFC Championship.
94 AFC Championship.
I'll go Barry Foster.
It was not Barry Foster.
Bam Morris.
It was not Bam Morris.
Oh, come on, Limits.
Oh, man. I don't know. Was it Neil O'Donnell?
It was not Neil O'Donnell.
Oh, that was a good guess. I don't know. I don't think Merrill Hodge was on the team anymore. Who would have been an obscure running back for the 94 Steelers, or was it on an end-around to Yancey Thigpen?
Joe? That is incorrect.
That was unnecessary to leave me like that.
Ernie Mills.
It was not Ernie Mills.
I don't know. I don't know. Who was the fullback? Was Kreider there already? I'll say the other guy.
The other guy is?
The other guy? Who else blocked for Bettis later on? Tim.
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 No, Tim.
I'll say Kreider.
No. This player actually led the team in rushing on the day.
Led the team in rushing?
He did. Or carries, I should say. He was second on the team in rushing.
Okay, so we went through Pegram. We went through Bam Morris. We went through Barry Foster.
Who could it have been?
Worley wasn't on the team. He was long gone, right? I don't know. I'll go with him.
Tim Worley. What about Vance Worley? Neither are correct.
The Van.
All right, give us a clue, Limits, please.
This player has a very famous last name that is prominent in the Pittsburgh area and in Pittsburgh sports, in national sports.
Lemieux?
No.
What? What do you, what?
Prominent what? In national sports media.
Just the name itself.
The last name of this player.
Oh my God, it was Fred McAfee.
It was Donnie's guess. But it was Fred McAfee.
Yeah!
But it was Donnie's guess, so you don't get it. It was Donnie's guess.
Donnie, you got to give me that. It was Fred McAfee.
It was Donnie's guess. It goes as a watch.
Would you have said it?
I wouldn't have, but...
He wouldn't have said it, Limits. Just have...
Yeah.
Donnie, are you going to give it
mercy.
To him? Right now,
have
I'm
mercy,
saying no.
Donnie, I would have said...
Give it
Fred
to him.
Yeah.
Give it to him.
Okay, Donnie.
Thank you. Who would you have said? Anybody?
I really couldn't think of...
I feel like that's legit, Limits.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 3-2.
Give it to him.
Yeah. In fact, I'll let Donnie go first on this one as a makeup. How's that?
Okay, Donnie. In the 2004 NFL draft, the Chargers drafted Eli Manning first overall and traded him to the Chargers for Philip Rivers. The Steelers selected Ben Roethlisberger number 11 overall. There was one other quarterback that was taken in the first round. Who was he?
You're saying the fourth guy.
Yeah, who was the fourth guy?
J.P. Lossman.
That's correct.
That's a good one, Donnie.
Who was he taken by, Joe?
Doug Whaley.
The Buffalo Bills.
Sorry, Doug. And hello, we should play golf soon.
All right.
All right, it's 4-2, so it still comes down to the final.
The final question. Joe, you
question.
Get first choice.
This is worth 3 points, so the winner of this wins it. I can get back in the series here, or Donnie goes up 5-2. All right, I get first choice.
All right. Joe, 15 players from the 2004 NFL draft made the Pro Bowl. How many of those 15 players from that 04 draft class can you name from the first round? Just the first round of that draft had 15 players that made the Pro Bowl. I'm just talking first round. How many can you name?
Three.
Donnie, you got to be able to name four, right?
I will name four.
Go ahead.
All right, Donnie. This should be easy, I think.
You didn't sound so sure there, Limits.
No, I sound pretty sure.
Philip Rivers.
One.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Two.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Three.
Eli Manning.
That's why I was so sure about it.
I should have said four. Can you name a fifth, Donnie? I miscalculated by saying three. I should have said four.
Donnie wins again.
Who would a...
I know, Limits. That's obvious at this point.
Okay, so 04 it was...
I can't.
Eli.
See, you would have struggled.
Robert Gallery was after him. Then it was Fitzgerald. Then, like, Antrell Roll was in there. Kellen Winslow was in there.
Kellen Winslow made it once.
Oh, okay.
Bob Gallery never made it, did he?
No.
Let me tell you, in the meantime, the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And Fan Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. That was a tough one. That was a good quiz show, I have to say.
Thank you.
You didn't like that soccer question.
I didn't.
I thought
like
it was a great question.
But the fact that you got it sort of made it legit. And I congratulate you on that, Donnie.
Other
fact,
answers?
I'm quite proud.
Sean Taylor of the Redskins, two-time Pro Bowler. Roy Williams of the Lions made it once. D'Angelo Hall, the corner for the Falcons, three-time Pro Bowler.
Great player.
Jonathan Vilma, drafted by the Jets, but had his star career with the Saints, three-time Pro Bowler.
Fred and Vilma.
Tommy Harris, a defensive tackle for the Bears, made it three times. Guard Sean Andrews of the Eagles, twice. Will Smith of the Saints, never heard of him, made it once.
Yeah, he's from Ohio State. He passed away.
Oh, man.
Will Smith.
Vince Wilfork, the nose tackle for the Patriots, five times.
I forgot Wilfork was in
there.
He
was the 21st pick of the draft. Steven Jackson, who was a legend for my friends and I playing Madden 08 in 2009. He made it three times from the St. Louis Rams.
Yep.
And Jason Babin, the linebacker taken by the Texans, 27th, made it twice.
The Sean Andrews, was that not the player that Cowher wanted? Wasn't that like the old tail there,
Joe? Yeah, the tackle from Auburn, right?
The guy that ended up making one with the Eagles, I think.
Yeah, yeah. That was the guy, legend has it, that Cowher wanted.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, Limits. It is our pick segment, but our pal Joe Starkey indisposed at the moment. Sometimes you have to go chasing around for him at the office, Austin.
Yes, frequently.
Yeah, we notice that every now and then. He's sometimes back in the fan lounge hitting some putts. And you are left searching for him and running around and even yelling for him.
Sometimes I just go into the hallway and I just yell, Joe, Joe. And like it's, you know, somebody being called in when the streetlights are turning on and being called for supper late at night during the summer. He returns. And yeah, there he is again.
Yep.
Returning like, to the call of Joe.
You hope he's like a pet and he comes running back and here he is.
Had to take a call on an appointment there for Monday, but I'm confirmed. All right, here we go. First, I want to express best wishes, Philip Hollander. I hope everything's okay there. It's not right now because he's going to miss at least 3 months, I believe, Donnie. A blood clot discovered in his leg. And, you know, they're heading to Sweden. And I'm sure that would have been very special for him. He's one of three Swedish guys on the roster. So hopefully, a minimum of 3 months, it said. Hopefully everything turns out okay there. That's scary, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's scary anytime you see that happen, let alone somebody in that sort of shape and also at that age.
Exactly. And the Penguins have had, you know, some of these issues over the years. Thomas Vokoun was one, Dupuis, and then
Chris Letang has had
all kinds of these scary off-ice situations, medical situations. So best wishes to him. And then for us, Donnie, we wrap things up here at Bowser Chevy in Monroeville. And it's been fun, hasn't it? Always is out here. I'm not going to play golf because now it looks like it's going to
Yeah, well, it's starting to get a little bit dark.
It's going to rain biblically right now, it looks
You'll
like.
Be like the preacher in Caddyshack you're out there.
I've done that before. If I'm having a good round, absolutely nothing is stopping me. Of course, I'm usually not having a good round. All right, 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And let's go ahead here, Limits. We have some picks to make.
All right, Joe, let's get into it.
What a nice man you are, Limits, and don't let anybody tell you differently.
So last
Wait,
week...
Wait, what's the score?
Yes, okay. Well, yes, last week, Donnie led the way going 5-3, which
wow.
has Donnie now at 31-30. Donnie is over 500. Joe, can't say the same for you, though, unfortunately. You went 2-6 last week. You're now 26-35. And I went
26-35.
26-35. And I went 500. I went 4-4, so I am 30-31. So right now, Donnie, for the first time, is in for at least in a while, is in sole possession of first place.
There we go, baby.
That's fine. We're halfway through the season. This is manageable. Let's do this.
Very important, because if Donnie or I win, there's a steak dinner on the line.
There is? What?
Right, Donnie?
I never said that. Go ahead, Limits. What do we got?
All right, let's start with number 9, Oregon, 6.5-point favorites at number 20, Iowa. Donnie, what do you think about this one? Kirk Ferentz, will they pull it off?
I'm going to go with Oregon in this game. I'm still really impressed. I know that Penn State really fallen on hard times, but I'm still thinking back to that performance they had in that building, in that setting, the whiteout game. Dante Moore was just simply unflappable. I'm going to take Oregon here to cover, but a pretty good game.
What's the point spread, Limits?
6.5 in favor of Oregon.
Man, now that's tough. Iowa at home only lost by 5 to Indiana. I'm gonna go with them at home. I like them at home. I think they can at least keep it within maybe a field goal. How do you like that?
Yeah, I've been really back and forth on this game. I thought about picking Iowa, but I think that the ultimate factor being a 3:30 game and not just being a primetime game is going to be a difference in that. I think that Oregon is going to win this game. I really like Dante Moore. All right, A&M is 6.5-point favorites at number 22, Missouri, Donnie. A&M is number 3 in the country. They're trying to solidify themselves in the playoffs to make it and have a bye.
What's the point spread there again?
6.5 A&M.
I'm going to go with Missouri in this game. I think it could be the, you know, that big top 5 upset of the weekend that is brewing. I don't know if they win the game outright, but I think they can. Give me Mizzou to cover.
What is Missouri's quarterback situation, oh limitless wonder?
I'm glad you asked, Joe. I'll give my pick first and give you information on that, because Bo Prabula is out for this game, and it's going to be Matt Zollers at quarterback for them. He's actually a PA native that Donnie and I saw play high school football in one of the state playoff games last year. He's a freshman.
I'm going to go with Texas A&M. I am, to cover that, and I'm really proud of them for ending Brian Kelly's reign at LSU. Just very happy with them, so I'm rooting for them anyway.
I am also going to go with Texas A&M to win this matchup. I do not think that it's going to be enough, even though they are at home. Their quarterback situation just scares me too much. All right, the Fighting Deion Sanders are going to West Virginia, Joe. They are 6.5-point favorites at home. Do the Mountaineers pull off the win?
You know what? I picked against the Mountaineers 2 weeks ago and was very angry. Colorado stinks. What's the point spread here?
6.5 WVU.
I don't know if I can pick WVU as 6.5 point over anybody. Can I? No, I'm not. I'm going to go with Deion to go in there and keep it close.
Wow.
Against the Fighting Rich Rods. Although, they did beat Houston, Donnie.
Yep.
And they beat them by 10. Yeah, I'm going to – no. I'm going West Virginia. I'm going with the Crowleys.
Joe,
I can't
what's your
do
final
it.
Answer?
West Virginia.
Donnie?
I am doing that, too. I've doubted West Virginia pretty much every single week we've done this. More often than not, it has paid off, but I'm going to take the Mountaineers to cover against Colorado.
Almost heaven. 7-point victory. Crowley's going. Mountaineers will win it. But will Penn
like
State
that,
win?
Donnie? I don't feel good. Do you like Limit's singing voice?
I like that little tune. Not as good as yours, though, Joe.
Yeah.
But will Penn State win? The answer is probably no. I will be going to the game and probably having 4 hours of suffering. Hopefully it won't be that much, as Indiana, the number 2 team in the country, is favored by 14.5, Donnie.
Yeah, I'm going to take Indiana. 14.5.
14.5.
Yeah, I think they're going to win this game by 3 or 4 touchdowns.
I think Penn State rises up and only loses by 13.
I think
this is their week. I'm taking Penn State to cover.
I think Penn State only loses by 14 in this game. Maybe they pull out a surprise victory for your friend Limits. Penn State will cover.
I guess this is why Donnie's winning, huh? How are we picking Penn State against Indiana? But you know what? I'm going to do it. Next.
The Eagles are at the Packers, and Green Bay is favored by 1.5, Joe. Who do you like?
Eagles at the Packers and Green Bay by 1.5. I don't trust Green Bay as far as I can throw them.
Mm.
I think the Eagles walk in there and come out with a win. Win outright.
Yeah, I'm leaning the Eagles in this game, too. If they're going to go into this game as an underdog, I will take them. Now, it could be a classic sucker game where you look at that and think, man, that can't be right. The Packers, you know, they just lost to the Panthers at home. The Eagles, you know, they should absolutely go in there and take care of business. And then the game does not go the way you think, and Vegas wins big. But I'm going to take Philly to win this game.
Wrong. I'm going to take the Packers in this game. I think at home, Green Bay is going to be able to prevail. I know it's been a very up-and-down, teeter-totter type of season for them, but I think that they're going to surprise some people in prime time, and they're going to win this game. They're going to beat the Eagles. Ravens are 4.5-point favorites at the Vikings. Does J.J. McCarthy win, Joe?
Vikings. Vikings are coming off a win in Detroit. I just don't trust the Ravens yet. Who did they beat? They beat Detroit. They beat Miami. And who else before that, Donnie? Help me out here.
They beat the Lions. Bears. Or the Bears, yes.
Yeah, the Bears. So who cares? I'm going with Minnesota maybe to win outright, certainly to cover.
Donnie?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Ravens. I think that they will win this game by a touchdown or more. I think a lot of people are very high on the Vikings after that performance in Detroit, which was an impressive one. And I also think there's a little bit of hold up yet. You know, are the Ravens turning that corner? I think they are. I think Lamar Jackson, another big game, and I think the Ravens cover the 4 or 4.5 points.
I do too. I don't trust J.J. McCarthy. It seems like that Kevin O'Connell doesn't even trust J.J. McCarthy, despite what he might say in post-game speeches. I think the Ravens are going to be too overpowering in this one. Ravens defense plays better than people expect. All right, guys, it's the game of the week. The Browns are 2.5-point favorites at the New York Jets. Donnie, do you think that Cleveland will win this game against the Jets, who have sold off just about everybody on their defense?
Why do I have like a weird feeling that the Jets are going to find a way to win this game? I really do have an odd feeling that the Jets, after everything that has happened, will find a way to win. And I'm going to take them here as an underdog. They got rid of their two best defensive players. They benched another one, and they are a team that has just one win. But
it was a good one.
Yes, it was. A very good one. And maybe it even puts some confidence a little bit into that quarterback and into that offense, or probably not. But I'm going to take the Jets.
So am I. And when Dan Campbell took over the Lions, it was kind of ugly early on. But you could see signs, even in the tie game they had here. Remember that one, Donnie? That they were fighting for old kneecap Campbell. And I'm sensing the same with the Jets. They're going to rally around Aaron Glenn and win this game outright. Yes, I'm picking the Jets' limits.
I'm picking the Browns. I mean, it seems like the lesser of two evils in this matchup. Who can you take? Who do you have the most amount of confidence in of two teams that you have absolutely no confidence in? I'm going with Cleveland and Dylan Gabriel to win it. I just think the Browns' defense is pretty good, and they're going to make Justin Fields look poor in the Jets' defense. I mean, you lose Sauce Gardner, you lose Quinnen Williams. Those are big losses. All right, Steelers at Chargers. Joe, you have San Diego winning.
At least Los Angeles, yes.
I still call them San Diego.
Yeah, like I said to Donnie earlier, 52% Chargers, 48% Steelers. That's why I'm picking a one-point game, 24-23. I think the Chargers' defense is built to at least control the Steelers' offense, to keep it under control. It's a short pass offense that can't run very well, and the Chargers really smother the short passing game, although some tight ends have caught touchdowns on them. And then on the other side, it's going to be a matter of Justin Herbert not getting strip sacked, not getting tipped for interceptions. In other words, not playing the game that Danny Dimes played. And I know you can't take away the turnovers, but Danny Dimes still rang up some numbers. Like early in the game, he was finding open guys. If Herbert can play that game, he also runs around a lot, leads all quarterbacks in rushing, and avoid the turnovers. Like maybe one, he can survive. I think he's the best player on the field, and I think he wins the game for them. Maybe on a last second field goal, Donnie.
I think without question, we're getting ready for a fun game, because it seems like every time it's Steelers and Chargers out west in primetime, that's what we get. 20 years ago, Monday Night Football,
yeah.
James Harrison hurdles over LaDainian Tomlinson, Jeff Reed a game-winning field goal in that game. Duck Hodges, his first start with the Steelers, they get a win over Phillip Rivers in that soccer stadium. Michael Vick quarterbacking the Steelers to a win on Monday Night Football. Lev Bell at the buzzer. Chris Boswell's first game. The shootout that they had in Big Ben's final season. There is always some sort of fireworks when these teams meet in yeah. this setting. I think we get more of that on Sunday night. I think Keyshawn Williams in the return game will have a big one. I don't know if he takes it all the way back, but he will have a return that sets up the offense perhaps in the red zone or better, and the Steelers get a win 29-24.
85% chance of rain today, high of 63. Dermoni Dawson, low of 34. AJ Burnett, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Our thanks to everybody here at Bowser Chevy in Monroeville. What a place. Come on out here, shop for your next car. Limits, it's time for you to make the pick, and it's time for us to say goodbye.
It's 1:49, fellas. It's that time now to make the decision. I'm going with the Steelers, 27-24. I think the pass rush will be too much against those backup tackles for the Chargers, and the Steelers' defense will have another pretty solid performance. They'll force a fumble in this game, and the Steelers will win. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Have a good weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.